All right. In theory, we're live.
Woohoo.
And no one reminded me to press the record button, so this episode is just going to be lost to the ether.
Oh, no.
Sorry. It's gone forever.
Just record it. You reminded yourself.
Okay. Welcome to Hit and Abyss, a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Tonight's episode, going with my theme of naming them after songs that I enjoy, episode 26, Dig My Grave. There might be giants in it. I just thought of that.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
Very proud
I hope
of myself.
We don't have giant zombies. That would not be good.
That would make destroying sandstone much easier.
It depends on whose side the zombies
from what
are.
I know,
they
about
still destroy.
Salen, he's probably less interested in destroying it and more interested in taking it over, but.
But what if I make it happen anyway?
No?
Eo? Your mom is in chat and giving me ideas.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So, yes. But in any case, how about we introduce everyone? So, I'm Crash. I'll be your DM for the evening. We are joined by a bunch of fantastic people, including, but not limited to, we've got Ellie, we've got Eo, we've got Jen, we've got Millie, we've got Cindy. Archbeth is hanging out in chat, giving me ideas. And what did we do last week?
Sandstone. I have no idea.
We got attacked
murder,
by a giant
murder,
bush.
Murder.
We were gardeners.
We were what?
Gardeners.
Well, first we
well,
saw
yes.
a bunch of corpses hanging from trees that were marked bandits.
And
no,
missing
no.
their hands.
Not
first,
surprised.
First, I had my weird dream with Cthulhu.
Oh, there was
that. Where you failed to save. Actually, I think
I
was there when
Cthulhu,
you failed to save.
And Cthulhu let me know that if I destroy Sandstorm completely, I will be able to regain the ability to talk.
That's Darude.
And then I woke up coughing up seawater in the middle of the forest because of those evil forest octopuses.
Right.
From the
I think we were in a barn or something.
Yeah, we were in a barn.
Yeah.
And Paige was sleeping on the rafters and choking to death.
Right, which none of us can explain, so.
Yes, so then I'm obviously on a mission, and then we ran into, what's-his-face, your old teacher who's murdery, and he told us to go out with some zombies, and I was like, but sandstone and murder, and then I had a really difficult decision about this, Ellie's character, Mazira, eventually convinced me to murder the zombies by saying that murder was involved and that I could loot the bodies, and I was like, oh, heck yes. So then I went and I murdered the shambling thing. I guess someone else technically lost the last blow, but I would like to say I murdered it. and then we went back on, we're about to go back on our way to Sandstone, and I'm trying to figure out how to explode the place. I've actually been really focused on this.
Right, and we had,
are not exploding sandstone.
Oh, we are exploding sandstone. You just don't know it yet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right now Paige is the only one that knows of this plan, or else.
Right,
yeah,
we
no
have
one else
no
knows.
Idea.
Not I have so. A diary journal notebook that I am keeping all of my evil plots in.
Right. Which
but
you did not show
being,
to Ulfgar when
privacy.
We were... Yeah, well, you showed it to Ulfgar because Anko was talking to Ulfgar about those carvings that the fish people had made where some of it looked suspiciously like him. So you showed that part of your diary to Ulfgar for that. But we determined, I think, that it wasn't actually him but might be a distant relative of him.
Yes.
Carvings. We did that. We got attacked by a giant bush that may or may not have had poison ivy on it and nearly killed our little orphan boy that we've been... parenting. But Anko was able to save him.
Oh, and I saved my severed hands.
This is true. And
mostly saved them.
Mostly. Yeah, I don't remember what else happened other than that.
What else was it? Oh, I ship now Eric and what's his face? NPC.
Yeah. I think that's a fairly comprehensive if disjointed description of the events.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that we didn't run into your mentor directly, he possessed one of the hanging corpses.
Yeah, just to be extra creepy, I suppose.
And I flew on my broomstick. I said my first words, which were murder and sandstone.
Which should be a freaking clue to the rest of us, but we don't seem to know.
Well, Paige can only mimic, and the word sandstone was said, and the word murder was said. Now, granted, the sentence was don't think of it as murder.
Murder!
And Paige immediately picked up on the murder. Part that you were told not to think of it as.
Murder, right. Of course.
Yeah, don't think of it as murder. Think of it as helping the community. And I'm like, no. Murder. Murder. Murder.
And just so you know, because Bryn was being NPC'd, Bryn had mm-hmm. another rant because Celan appeared. Basically.
Oh, insert yeah. rant here.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said. Like, insert a Bryn rant here because it's going to be copy-pasted from before.
Okay, so she was basically ranting in the background while everyone else was...
Oh, no, it was in the foreground.
Yeah, okay. It was very obvious.
As the murder bird, I just chose to ignore the ranting and focus on the murder.
As the murder bird. I
know my part in this party.
Yes.
Know your role.
Yeah.
I guess. All right, so...
Yeah.
We are, at this point... At the point where you've been looting the corpses, at the time Ulfgar went through the pockets of the zombies that were disgorged from the Shambling Mound, didn't find anything useful. Paige went through the corpses and found things that were useful to Paige. Relevant to her interests, I believe, is a proper terminology.
Oh, no, not more body parts.
This was decaying poison ivy. Yes, please.
And most of a bird skull.
It was very important. Now I have an octopus castanet and a bird skull castanet.
Well, bird skulls are incredibly fragile, so if you want to use it as a castanet, you've got... It's a one-time use object, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You can play it not for one song, you can play it for one note.
I just gotta make it count.
You can count to one.
Exactly.
And after that, you're gonna have to switch to a different instrument.
I'm gonna start using it for my rehearsals for Hamlet. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him,
Horatio. All right.
Wow.
Last week,
and that's
was
just the intro.
Really weird. Yeah. Last week was very weird, and I'm here for this content.
Alas.
Yes. So, refresh my memory, because I totally forget. Mazir.
Yes?
You have a raven familiar. What's its name again?
Raum.
Raum. Oh, sure. What's that? Is that a reference to something, or is that just something you thought sounded cool?
It is. Give me just a second.
Okay, but what language does it translate into give me just a second in?
Sorry, my headphones were yelling at me that they were about to die.
Oh.
Someone, quick, cast healing word.
It's working.
Nah, Paige wants it to die.
That
in
or...
Demonology. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to make a joke about headphones and charging them with, like, shocking grasp or something, but go on.
In demonology, Raum is a great Earl of Hell, ruling 30 legions of demons. He is depicted as a crow which adopts human form at the request of the conjurer.
Oh.
He steals treasures out of king's houses, carrying them where he wishes, and destroys cities and dignities of men.
That's a mood.
We have two murder birds.
Apparently so. Well, you've currently got one because Raum is nowhere around.
Oh.
Raum was involved in the fighting. If I remember correctly, Mazir had Raum mm-hmm. Do a flyby to assist an attack to provide advantage on a roll.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right.
You know that Raum did not die. Raum is off over that direction, and you cannot see the DM pointing, but just imagine that you can.
Go that way.
Huh.
Raum is slowly approaching, a bit slower than ravens tend to fly.
Does that have a coconut?
No.
Grasped the husk.
He'd have to be an African swallow.
What if it was had two of them? What if it found another bird to carry?
They could string it on a creeper and just have it between them.
Yes.
Oh, my.
And modern generations would go, but wouldn't it explode if you got close? Like, no, not that kind of creeper. All right. And eventually, Raum comes into sight. I should really ask, what gender is Raum?
I'm not sure Mazir knows.
Okay, so I'll just use they. As they come into sight, you see that they are riding the shoulder of what appears to be a fairly old man. He is wearing a nebulous cloak.
Ooh!
And a hat that's it's very wide brimmed. Looks like it has seen better decades.
Yeah.
He's got a fairly large beard that there's a few bits of it that look like he might have had red hair at some point, but the rest of it is just gray and white.
Are you secretly a mummy lord?
Page is a level of interest.
No, I'm not actually asking that in character.
How many eyes does he have?
Enough.
Perception check. Well,
so I think Mazir sees all.
They've got one eye.
Okay.
But a lot of old people only have one eye.
Huh. Is there a really cool scar about where the other eye was?
If there is, it's hard to see with the wrinkles.
Awesome. Paige is super into nebulous-looking cloaks.
Well, if Mazir's familiar seems to think of them as friend, Fahim's probably just going to wave and say, "Hi there."
Hello. I see Murder. You've been doing some... I beg your pardon.
Rin waves.
Murder!
No!
I'm waving.
No.
Please forgive the bird. She can't speak. She just repeats words she's heard recently.
And recently you were discussing murder.
Zombies.
We were discussing whether or not killing bandits was considered murder or not.
That's.
Oh.
Murder.
You ran into those, then.
Yes.
I must say I'm not happy that they've been appearing in my forest.
Oh, this is your forest?
Well, as much as it is anyone's, but it's currently under my protection.
I hop forward and just say, Sandstone?
No. No, not sandstone. Lots of limestone in the area, though.
Sandstone.
No, limestone.
So we find it best not to encourage her. Just kind
lime
of
this is very, stone.
This is very amusing that she's talking about sandstone the city. I'm not sure why.
I'm not sure why either. It's a horrible place. I'd never go there.
Sandstone,
is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's a city.
Murder sandstone.
No.
I'm not 100% opposed with your young friend's ideas.
No.
Grab his hands. Murder sandstone?
No. Don't encourage her.
Yeah, even Fahim's giving Paige a weird look right now.
Don't encourage her. She only knows two words right now. Don't encourage her to put them together like that.
Well, it's either that or sandstone murder. Which I suppose happens a lot in a city.
Murder.
Can I try to roll an insight check on the bird?
Go right ahead.
Also, by the way, I have all three of my hands on me, like two, one on each shoulder and one on my head. Murder.
She seems to have a bit of an infection as well. I can clear that up for you.
No! I back up. I'm like, uh-oh.
Ah.
That's a 10.
Well, you believe that Paige has learned two words.
Yep.
Also, Bryn, you would have noticed in the proceeding up to this, while you were being NPC'd, I was being very focused. I've been very actually on track for once in my life.
That did not require a roll.
Yes.
Yeah, just that was that like something.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was no okay. Murder.
So, is there something we could help you with?
It appears you just did.
Well, should we be on our way then?
That's fine.
Sandstone murder! Murder sandstone!
As much as I prefer the company of all of nature's creatures, your young friend here, I find a bit disturbing.
I hold up Hardy's and I have Hardy's wave.
That tends to be the common reaction to her, yes.
Generally speaking, she... yes. Mm-hmm.
I suppose she is.
Also, my spider comes out of my hood. I'm a little evil bird. I also have a giant grin on my face this whole time because I finally someone wants to murder Sandstone.
if killing the Shambling Mound helped you out and you don't have any other requests for us, I think it's best
we didn't kill the Shambling Mound.
We didn't?
Oh,
no,
dear.
You did not.
I hold up the poison ivy I pulled from it.
It was already dead.
Re-kill it then, or I don't...
Murder!
Look, final death, whatever the real term is. We're talking about the undead, but killed is... I mean, it's not technically correct, but it's colloquially correct.
Whatever magics are being used to raise these abominations, it appears to be somewhat contagious.
Oh, no.
The mound ate a few zombies, it sort of got infested.
With what?
Paige, don't. Did you get that from inside the mound?
I'm nodding enthusiastically.
No! Oh, no.
Murder!
Yes, murder you!
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna... Realizing
I'm not entirely
that the,
opposed to this idea either.
Realizing that the mound killed Peter, whom I then basically raised from the dead, but not
well,
in a necromancer kind of way.
He's technically unconscious.
Okay. Just Anka's a little
I was allowing
right
him
now.
To make and actually fail death saves.
Okay. She's just a little... Yeah, I don't know how she would know that, though. So she's a little concerned that she did something awful now. She's going to be watching him closely.
But then, like, I pick up what's going on, and I look at the poison ivy sadly, and throw it on the ground, and like huff, and like cross my arms.
So there's some sort of contagious undeath spreading. Is that what's going on here?
I've had to put down several treants in a wood woad.
Ah, he would do this somehow. Of course he did.
I'm pouty because I had to get rid of my poison ivy I got, but I'm refusing to get rid of the bird skull. And but I'm also hanging on this person's every word because they want to murder Sandstone. This old guy's pretty all right in my book.
He also said he wasn't opposed to your murder.
That's valid. Like, who am I to like to care about who wants to murder who?
All right.
But I could take him.
So, we should probably do something about this. Do you have any suggestions about where to start there? I'm not really...
Well, if you think the guy in Sandstone's the source, doesn't it make sense to tackle the source first and then maybe clear up the symptoms afterwards?
That doesn't always stop the spread of... I mean, it stops... Usually stops them creating new, but, I mean, undead can persist after the person who raised them has died.
Hmm.
And if these undead are infectious in their own right, I don't think it's safe to assume that killing Seelan will cure this spread. So, on that pleasant note...
Murder. And then I get back on my broom and I start back towards the way to Sandstone.
I suppose you should probably follow that bird.
Sandstone!
I'm kind of tempted to let her get lost and get into trouble on her own. But no, no, that would be wrong.
Are you sure you want to deal with that?
I would appreciate it if she did not get lost in my forest.
Because are you sure you want to see what my magic can do when I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing? You forget I have an explode first, ask questions later policy.
You would get along well with Zeely.
No, she wouldn't.
No, actually, yeah. I don't see that.
For, like, the first round of combat, assuming that Paige rolled low for initiative, they'd get along. And then Paige would do something, and Zeely would have second thoughts.
All right, I guess we're following that bird.
Okay.
Back to the cart.
Safe travels.
Sandstone.
To you as well.
But, in the way, Mazir, your bird did hop over to your shoulder.
We could have.
It's not like you just lost a familiar.
Murder Sandstone.
Oh no, we need to teach her something else.
Murder Peter joins Sandstone. In.
Who joins
Murder
in?
Murder Sandstone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
In my head canon, they're sitting on the same side of the cart and just rocking back and forth in unison as they clap.
Occasionally they do the wave.
I taught my hands also to clap.
Oh, no.
Somewhat awkwardly.
Give me an animal handling check to see if you actually did.
I thought we aren't in the cart anymore.
I don't remember.
Left the car outside the woods. He didn't want to go in.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
They went into the woods. I thought they went in the woods. We just
left them.
They took you to the woods.
Oh, okay.
Didn't want to go in the
woods. But they didn't want to go into the woods because the woods are creepy.
So I was riding on my broomstick the entire way in.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. So
do I still have to do my animal handling?
Ignore my comment about back to the cart.
Because we aren't actually in a place where I can actually teach them how to clap. Because they're on my broomstick with me.
Oh, there's ways you could do it, but the DM should not give you ideas. All right. So you continue through the woods. You will probably not be home before dark.
Yay.
Because home's the other direction. But you eventually get to the other side of the woods. This particular part of it was quite narrow. It's an area that borders two different towns. The area surrounding Bryn's hometown and the area surrounding Sandstone. So you step out past the border of Briar's Down. And you are now technically in the territory of Sandstone.
Yes, although
the city is still quite some distance away. The area around here seems to be mostly farmland.
All right.
Paige starts burning it down.
Not yet.
Paige, before we go in, I mean, before we get close, look, just please don't sing that song in the city.
I wave my wing at you as in, like, don't worry.
What if we sing Sandstone Murder?
No.
I don't say anything. I just kind of, like, don't worry. And then I start just, you know, humming to myself as I'm, like, looking at my totally not a diary and writing notes.
We could try teaching Paige other words.
That sounds like a lovely idea.
Don't bother.
Peter starts singing to the tune of Sandstone Murder. But he's singing the first two words that are the verbal components of Firebolt.
Oh no!
Well, they sound fancy. I thought Paige would like them.
Paige starts to think, I mean, she's
part of a spell.
Takes a second to think about, like, maybe I can just make Peter explode everything. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Alright, so you're continuing down the road past the farms and perception checks. Actually, no, not perception checks. Who's got the highest passive perception?
I have 16.
I don't know what mine is.
The 16's above 16. What I would require.
I'm a 14.
17.
Okay, so three of you immediately notice a scarecrow get off of its perch.
Ah, scarecrow.
Oh, that's not good.
Paige doesn't like scarecrows.
And it runs over, waving its arms, and a bunch of crows fly up into the air and fly away.
Then the scarecrow gets back
on its perch.
I'm hiding by Fahim.
Okay, that was really weird. I don't think he needed us to chase the crows off of him, so...
Yeah, that's a lot of effort to spend for a fancy scarecrow.
Now, it is, by the way, the time of year, it's kind of mid to late spring in the game setting right now, so the plants are growing, but there's nothing ready for harvesting.
I point at the scarecrow, and I tug on Fahim's shirt and be like, murder?
I pat Paige on the head and say, it's not going to hurt you.
I hide behind Fahim.
I'm going to stop the cart and start...
There is no cart.
We left the cart outside.
Yeah,
sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget.
Okay.
Technically, your cart that you had as a party that you kind of procured a while back, actually, you acquired it in Adrolanka. That's currently in the stablery for the Nalith Academy.
Oh, right.
You kind of left it there when you went to Plantain.
I'm going to start walking towards the scarecrow. And I'm going to wave.
It waves back.
I don't like this.
Well, seems friendly so far. Hello, I'm Bryn.
It stares at you. Because your passive perception is high enough, I'm not going to require any rolls for this. It technically has a mouth, but it's drawn on. So it's probably not going to be saying anything.
Straw Golem.
Paige is not pleased.
Well, you can probably nod and shake your head, maybe. So, are you alone out here?
It shakes its head and points, and you see there are several other scarecrows that are also on their perches.
I'm surrounded.
Well, at this point, you've gone up to the first one in the field, so you're not technically surrounded unless you also were referring to.
You think
friends.
I went up to it?
Well, Bryn did.
Yeah, I did not go up to that. I am hiding behind Fahim.
Are there any flesh type people around?
It nods and it points
maybe?
Towards a farmhouse.
Would it be all right if we came and said hello?
It shrugs.
All right. Well, thank you. You've been very helpful.
It waves.
Okay. Interesting.
And then it waves to Paige.
Murder. We found something that unsettles Paige.
Going to glance back at... I think that might be kidnapping.
Oh, yeah. It seems happy here. We probably shouldn't bring it with us.
Yeah. No matter how it is that we walk to that farmhouse, I am completely hiding behind Fahim in every possible way.
Okay. As you approach the farmhouse, you see several more scarecrows. One of them is over to the side near a barn. It appears to be churning butter.
What?
There's one that's hauling water, apparently away from a well, towards the barn.
Ah, so they're more than just scarecrows. They're general farmhands.
Yeah, what is this? The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
They're not brooms.
Anyway.
There's
yeah,
a copyright strike
version.
Today.
It's the country version.
Also, if there's a Sorcerer's Apprentice around, I'm pretty sure it's Peter.
Yeah, and I bet he would also animate
I'm
a bunch
wizard.
Of scarecrows to do his work.
He casts Fireball into the air again.
Oh.
Well, Firebolt.
No.
He can't do Fireball yet.
Uh-oh. Yeah, these things are flammable, Peter. You don't want to be...
I didn't aim it at them.
Yes, but where is that coming down?
It doesn't?
Okay.
No, there's one in orbit, Sanctimonious said.
That's very odd. I'm not sure you should believe him when he tells you such stories.
He says it's called Zeely's Star.
I've never heard of this, but there are stranger things in this world, so...
I hadn't heard of it either before the circus, but a few of the scholars in Nalith Academy pointed it out to me. It showed up maybe about 10 years ago. There's a lot of debate about what caused it. Some people say a small lizard creature cast it as a spell, but that's kind of hard to believe, I think.
Paige's eyes get really wide and dreamy at that. Man. A small creature leaving a mark on the world.
Someone putting a firebolt in orbit does sound a bit far-fetched.
I just don't see how it could break it go that far. I don't know.
It is literally magic.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't use these spells, so my knowledge may be limited.
Well, in any case, at this point, the front door of the farmhouse opens, and what appears to be a woman in her 20s steps out. She is holding a bundle that, for those of you with a passive perception above 10, can recognize as a small child.
Ew.
Bryn waves.
Oh, company, hello, how are you?
We've been heading to Soundstone and we met your scarecrows.
I guess we approach her, since no one else is saying anything.
Oh, Bryn was responding.
Paige is very cautiously waves from behind Fahim.
Wait, Millie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure because there was a problem the other day.
We had that problem again today, too.
Oh, yeah. No.
Before we started. Apparently restarting Discord fixes it, but never mind about that. Oh, you noticed the scarecrows. Yes, they're wonderful, aren't they?
Yes, they're fascinating.
I barely have to lift a finger. They cost next to nothing.
Furiously really? Shaking my head.
That seems odd. Crafting magical items tends to be resource intensive.
Oh, we were told they were, but there was a government subsidy? Apparently, they're trying to increase crop yields.
Oh, well, that makes sense in a way.
Could I examine one?
I don't see why not.
Thank you so much. I'll be very careful, I promise.
You there. Over there. Come here. Come here. Bob, come here.
You've named them.
We named a few of them. It's technically, we can't really tell them apart. I really call all of them Bob, but never mind. And one of them just sets down whatever it was carrying and it trundles over and it waves to you.
No.
Rin is going to go over to it and she is going to start inspecting it. Well, she's smiling, but there is this look in her eyes that's a little bit frantic.
It waves specifically at Paige.
I hide behind Orc Mom.
Well, yeah, that's how you know it's waving at Paige, because it sort of crouches down and leans over to wave around Onka.
And then I'm just running behind random people like, no, get this thing away from me.
It keeps turning its head to follow Paige. Paige is the most interesting being it has ever seen.
Hello there. Could I, just take a look at you and try and figure out how you work? Bryn is sort of hesitantly baby talking, but you know, the way someone would comfort a pet or a small child that's getting medical attention.
I run behind Bryn, hoping it'll be so scared of Bryn it'll stop trying to chase me.
That technically means running towards the scarecrow.
Towards the scarecrow.
I'm going around. I made a circle.
Well, the scarecrow shrugs to Bryn and then goes back to watching Paige.
Okay, Bryn's going to start examining it.
I'm hiding behind Bryn because Bryn's the scariest.
Arcana check.
Excellent. Let me look. Okay, that's plus 20. Oh, nat 20.
Nat 20. Okay. You know everything about scarecrows.
They're scary and they're crazy.
Particularly animated scarecrows.
I did my thesis on this.
Anka gives Mazira a strange look.
This is not something that you ever remember Celan dabbling in. He was much more along the lines of, well, we got this corpse, let's do something with it. Make it useful.
So it's a real scarecrow.
It is a wooden frame that's had clothes draped over it and then stuffed with straw to give it some form. Okay. It also moves.
It's very good.
Because I was sort of concerned.
You thought it might have been a skeleton with a hat. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, that was my concern too.
It is not, in fact, no bones about it or in it.
Very scary. It's very evil.
It is, however, powered by something. There is some consciousness.
Brains.
It's not just an it's not just a golem. Golems don't really have any intelligence of their own. They only follow orders. These seem to have the ability to be a bit more creative with their tasks. I mean, it's able to answer questions. Golems really can't do that. But there's something that appears to be controlling it internally, and that something wasn't built with the scarecrow. It was put into the scarecrow. Mm. Now, what that is can vary.
On Amazon Alexa.
Is that, how abnormal is that? If someone was making, like, a cloak, like the cloak that, like my cloak, would the mind be made with the cloak, or...
The cloak that you have is, every now and then, there's a magical item, particularly if it was originally created in a location like the Feywild, that achieves its own consciousness. While this particular party wouldn't be aware of them, Ross and Jackson were kind of like that, where other beings that have the same stats as them didn't have consciousness, but they acquired it, just because their original bosses were in the Feywild and they just spent centuries there. It's possible that that was the case for your cloak as well. The person that you got it from was not the first owner. Not by a long shot. Your cloak is very, very old.
Okay.
This scarecrow is new. Your best guess is it's less than a month old. and all the scarecrow gifs are appearing in chat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not acting like it's only a month old. Something far older was put into it. And with a natural 20, I will tell you that you don't feel like it was entirely a good thing.
The thing that got put in, or the fact that it got put in?
Well,
bandit souls.
Yes. Really, yes. Both of those.
Bandit souls.
If I asked you, do you have the manual dexterity to write things down?
It makes a thinking motion, and then nods.
Don't forget, I can read literally anything.
Sorry, what was Mazir saying?
There's a specific question that I want to ask, but I don't. And it's a yes or no question, but I don't want to interrupt Bryn.
Oh, go ahead.
Am I within earshot of any of the humans who live on the farm, or any of the people who live on the farm?
Well, the young lady who gave you permission is still hanging out there watching this examination process.
Okay. Actually,
wait.
You know what? I'm chaotic. I don't care.
That's a concerning statement.
Hey!
Do you remember anything before being a scarecrow?
It nods.
Hmm. Bryn,
that's useful information.
Bryn is going to pull out her...
How many scarecrows are there on this farm?
You've got the broom. You can go up and count.
But does she want to?
I'm asking Crash.
Well, you've seen three in the field, and you've seen at least three around the farmhouse.
I look at this scarecrow, because, you know, I'm still listening, and I am smart no matter how crazy I am. I look at it and
go... You're saying Paige is crazy smart.
Yeah. I look at the scarecrow, and, you know, I'm very timid and have a lot of trepidation about this, but I look at it and go, bandit?
It shakes its head no.
Okay.
Bryn's going to pull out paper and a writing utensil. Specifically, probably it's the same one she uses for her spell book, and cautiously hand it up. And could you write down who you were?
It takes the paper, and it takes the pen, and it goes over to the wall of the farmhouse, because that's the nearest flat surface, and it writes some stuff. It writes a word.
What's it say?
And a few things happen.
Uh-oh.
First of all, Bryn, you have no idea what the word is.
What does it say?
Mazir, you recognize the word.
I do too, because I can read anything.
You know it's a name, but you recognize the language. Paige,
I can read anything. What's it say?
No.
You knew the language before you got the ability to read everything.
Ooh, what's it? Is it?
It's infernal.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What does it say?
Well, it was the creature's name, but as it is writing it, the page catches on fire.
Ah! No! Oh, no!
What was it starting to write?
It very quickly drops the paper and takes a step back from it.
Bryn goes to go stamp the fire out.
I now run over to that scarecrow. I am less afraid of the scarecrow. It knows infernal.
I am way more afraid of the scarecrow. It knows infernal.
Oka can't read it and has no idea what's going on.
Okay.
I have a question, Crash.
Yes?
If I choose to speak telepathically to it, will it answer?
Well, remember, you don't have a language. You can send thoughts its way.
Yeah, but I can read its thoughts.
What does that ability say it is?
It's my awakened mind. I can telepathically speak with any creature I would see within 30 feet of me, as long as it understands at least one language.
Does it say two-way communication?
It says, let me go into it. Let's see. Gives me ability to touch the minds of other creatures. You can telepathically speak to any creature you see within 30 feet of you. You don't need to share a language with the creature for it to understand me, but the creature must be able to understand at least one language.
Okay. So you can understand language. So yeah. I would allow you to tell me, to describe the thought process that you're trying to send to it, but it's not going to be a sentence. It's not going to be words that you can send. It's not that you can't speak, it's that you don't have a language.
Yeah.
It would probably be able to reply to you, but you won't know until you use the ability.
I'm staring at it, because now I'm very interested.
Okay.
And I try to convey the idea of who are you and the idea of Infernal, because, like, you know, to get, like, I get you. I know what Infernal is. What are you doing? You know, that sort of thing.
Okay. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear.
Oh, good.
Oh, good?
This is that I'm in danger comic all over again.
Yeah. I'm in danger.
Please go well.
Oh.
Let's see. Do I already use my inspiration? Yes.
Oh.
I've got some good news for you. The DC is literally 11.
Okay, so never mind. Oh. I don't use my inspiration.
That you don't have.
Right? I don't use
my non-existent inspiration.
Oh, you do have.
I do have inspiration. I always have inspiration.
That's your secret, Cap.
I'm always telling funny zingers. So. Okay.
By the way, in the edited version for last week's episode, when you were having a conversation with the dark thing that lives beneath the waves, I pitch adjusted its lines, and I added an echo. So it sounds super creepy.
Good. But cool. So what happened with me and my new scarecrow buddy that I'm still scared of, but just a little overcoming my fear.
The master summoned us. He put us in these forms, declared we must serve.
I just repeat the word master and, like, focus on the word master.
At least now, I just can't hear this.
Yeah, this is a mental conversation. All you know is that it looks like Paige and the Scarecrow are starting to have a staring contest.
So I thought Paige was repeating the word master in real.
No, talking to this thing, I'm repeating the word master to it. Like, huh? Who is? What is?
He calls himself Seelan.
Seelan? I actually do say that out loud. Seelan? Master?
Oh, no.
Are you able to repeat words you've heard only telepathically?
That's a good question.
I would say that Paige has heard both of those words.
Yeah, I've heard them in my life. I would say that Paige heard
both of those words technically recently. The day before.
Yeah.
Seelan, master. Scarecrow.
It reaches out and pats Paige on the head.
And I beam.
Of course.
So he must say out loud, so Seelan made these things?
Seelan. And I nod. Seelan, master, scarecrow.
The scarecrow nods.
How do you feel about him?
Murder.
Not you, Paige. I mean,
it gives Paige a thumbs up.
Okay.
I feel that's a sufficient answer.
It seems pretty clear,
That's a good answer. That's my answer, too.
How do you feel about Paige?
I listen in.
Who asked that exactly?
That was Peter asking.
Peter.
You listen in to the Scarecrow's brain.
It points at Paige.
Yes.
Yeah, Paige.
I don't think it's known Paige long enough to form a solid opinion.
Cat stepping on my keyboard.
Murder? It gives Peter a thumbs up.
Oh, no.
Murder.
Pardon me. Let me. Well, you go first.
No,
you're the expert here. You're the only one who's dealt with the Seelan fellow before.
Summon Scarecrow, murder Seelan master.
Oh no, she's stringing words together now.
Seelan master, summon Scarecrow, murder.
I don't think that song's going to catch on.
I gotta start teaching Paige how to say words in Infernal.
Because I'm just trying to create, like, you know, full sentences of all the words I think are important in that conversation I had.
Yeah, and words like the, and, but, you know, none of those words are important.
No. If you can get the gist of what I'm saying, that's what's important. Because that's how I think. I think in, you know, just the nouns and verbs, not in the participles and conjunctions.
Yeah, what is their function anyway?
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay, and Mazir sent a message in Discord saying that she was pulling the woman aside, who, by the way, is not looking very happy about the whole murder conversation. she is clutching her baby just a bit tighter to her chest.
But I'm the Tooth Fairy. I I forgot that I was the Tooth Fairy.
She's not going to believe you. I can tell you that there is no deception roll you can make that would allow her to believe
you. Daddy, if I pull out the teeth I took?
Oddly enough, that would probably convince her less.
Oh. I'm not actually doing it, but they're from children.
So, Mazir, you had a question for this young woman.
Yes.
As Paige snorts in the background.
You said you were getting a subsidy for using the scarecrows. Who's giving it to you?
Oh, the city council.
The sandstone is bad. We should destroy it.
Thank you.
No problem.
I think that's all the information we need to have. We'll be out of your hair. Thank you so much for your time.
Bryn is going to look at the scarecrow and be going, so if Ceylan were to die, would you go ahead and murder things?
It shakes its head and its shoulders slump a little bit.
Would you still be stuck here?
It nods sadly.
Oh, win-win.
Oh, no.
Poor thing.
she's Hermione and they're the house elves.
Oh.
But it's literally a demon.
Yeah, who is living happily in hell.
Technically, it's a being that speaks infernal. Doesn't have to be a demon.
Yeah, because it said it was happy and then it was summoned.
Its name is infernal.
Yeah, its name is in infernal.
Yeah, but, well, that could be a demon, it could be a devil, it could be an imp.
It could be an Arcanoloth.
It was happy just hanging out, and then it was summoned and forced into that body.
Well, right now...
I'll see what I can do for you after we've dealt with him, then. And Bryn sort of pats it companionably.
It gives you a thumbs up.
Weirdly, these are much better communicators. These are much better communicators than Paige usually is.
By the way, the farm door slams shut.
I hold up my middle finger feather at it.
It doesn't require much of a roll for the party to realize that this strange halfling and her group of assorted friends, one of which is a small bird that keeps yelling murder, agreed to help a scarecrow when they come back, and the scarecrow has made it clear that it enjoys the idea of murdering everything.
I like the scarecrow now. I give the scarecrow a slight hug, and then I have a new level of respect for Bryn.
So the only thing that can make Paige more comfortable with the unknown creature is the idea that it likes indiscriminate murder.
Yes. Also, I could communicate with it.
So this seems like a stopping point.
It does seem like a good point for a short break. So we're going to take 5, and we'll be back.
Okay.
Boy. We're back, and murder.
Not yet.
But soon.
Okay, so you continue down the road towards Sandstone?
Yep.
Wait, before we go.
Depending on how late it is.
I turn back to the scarecrow.
It's late afternoon.
I turn back to the scarecrow, and I share the vision I had from Cthulhu of destroying sandstone. The kind of, are you in?
It stares at you for what feels to Paige, who, and this is my headcanon, so you are allowed to tell me that I'm wrong, but I suspect that Paige has a very heavy dose of ADD. I say this as someone who has ADD and is not medicated.
Yes.
But probably
Paige is very squirrel.
Okay. So this feels to Paige like an incredibly long time.
Actuality, 5 seconds.
Gives Paige 2 thumbs up.
Yes!
It does not say this because it has no mouth. But
yes.
Its posture makes you think it's going, "Ay."
I do the A right back. Like, I do the 2 finger guns, like, yeah!
Several windows in the farmhouse are slammed shut.
Oh, no.
I skip back over to the rest of the party.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to say this. Yes. Archbreath in chat has let me know canonically that particular scarecrow's name, when it wrote the Fonz in Infernal.
So I skip back over to the party and I'm like, scarecrows, help.
I'm not sure I want them to help.
Scarecrows, help.
Help? Never mind. I don't want to know what they're helping with.
That's right.
Bryn. I dare say, Bryn, do you have a moment?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, and he sort of steps over to the side. You're all still walking down the road, but he just motions for you to come over to a bit further away from the party as you continue.
I'm on my broomsticks, just like I'm going slowly and being with everyone, but I just want to be on the broomstick.
Bryn will go over to the side with the Sanctimonious.
Okay, and he's still keeping pace with everyone.
Your former master, Seelan, did he do any work with fiends at all?
I don't remember him doing. This is new.
That's what worries me.
Yeah. Yeah, it worries me too.
What if Seelan was the dead undead one all along?
That's called being a witch.
Alan. He's the source of the infection.
They say you can't teach old dogs new tricks. It bothers me that a necromancer has shifted over to demonology.
Especially considering what happened at Naleth Academy. And what happened when I opened that door. Is it paranoid to wonder if it was if that door was meant for me specifically? Probably.
From everything that we learned, most definitely it's a bit of paranoia. But, as one of my instructors once said, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't out to get you.
I know, right?
Yes. He felt he was quite justified when he himself was drugged screaming into the Nine Hells.
Oh.
It's okay. I never liked him anyway.
Blame Ellie in chat. He is no mere conjurer of cheap tricks. He is Seelan Nara.
I don't know what's being referenced.
It's World of Warcraft. No, it's World of Warcraft.
Yes. Sanctimonious immediately stops and says, "Don't move! Flame Wrath is being cast!"
Yes.
Flame Wreath, rather. Flame Wreath is being cast.
One of the bosses in the Karazhan dungeon was Nihilus Aran.
And if he was casting Flame Wreath until many expansions later when you could out-level this attack, but even when it was only one expansion late, if you moved while it was being cast, you wiped the entire party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Someone even made a chant. You can find it on YouTube. I will not move when Flame Wreath is cast or the raid blows up. And it's just said over and over again with some harmonies going in there. It's almost Gregorian. It's actually pretty nice.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's the ability, as I recall it, it's been years and years since I ran Karazhan, but the ability, as I recall it, if while Flame Wreath, you have to get in Flame Wreath, and it shows you on the ground where Flame Wreath is going to be. You have to get in it. If you're not in it, it kills you. If you're in it and you try to move out of it, it kills you, and then it does an immense amount of damage to anyone who's still in Flame Wreath.
And the very
so if you're
first
not going to be in it, don't be in it.
And the very first time I encountered it was with a two-guild raid group that I was one of the healers for. The other healer was a raid leader, and she went on and on and on how we should not move, and guess who moved?
Yeah.
Her. Oh, wow. You'd think she would have took her own advice.
It was a mistake.
But as your name says, mistakes were made.
Yes.
Our guild's policy was literally, as soon as he says he's casting Flame Wreath, get in position and take your hands off the keyboard and mouse for 2 seconds.
And corral your cat.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Anyway. Back to Sanctimonious and Bryn.
All right. So you continue to walk. It is switching from late afternoon into early evening. So the sun is definitely going down.
Should we find a place to rest for the night?
Probably.
Before Paige dies.
Gotta love sickness season.
Well, you are going past a different farm. So you could go up to the farmhouse for this one if you wanted to. Or you could try camping in the road, or you could just walk through the night.
I...
It's probably worth him to ask if we could sleep in the barn.
I have a feeling
they're not going to let us. Investigate more when they aren't looking at us. I'll create my scarecrow army.
I'm not entirely sure that all of our party members are safe to leave near a barn.
Oh, you're talking about the ones that snored so loud they almost brought it down?
No, I'm talking about the one that keeps saying murder.
I have not said it, except for in situations where it was merited since we've been near people.
You seem to think it's merited every time we're near people.
No, wait, the only time I said it with that other person was when I was double-checking their feelings on Celia.
That's fair.
This is one heck of a telepathic conversation here.
None of it's telepathic. I'm just defending myself out of character.
And I don't know why I'm being in character as Bryn while having an out-of-character argument.
Because yes, Bryn would have that argument anyway. You know?
True. Bryn's probably had this argument in her own head multiple times.
Yeah.
I huff and I'm like, I point to the trees and my broomstick. I'm like, I could fly and sleep in a tree.
Well, there are stone rows between the various fields where trees have grown up. So, yes, there are trees nearby.
Fahim will probably try to recommend getting a barn just because it's safe from the wind and the rain, but
yeah.
She's not going to try too hard.
No rain.
Oh, I don't have to be somewhere out of the elements. It's just,
if you are my girl.
I'm a little concerned about the well-being of...
of me.
No, well, I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm concerned about the well-being of people around you.
Valid.
Okay. So do you go right to the barn or you go to the farmhouse?
I wouldn't feel comfortable without getting permission from the farm owner.
Yeah, let's
send someone who doesn't look scary.
So I just stay behind then.
Yeah. So does Anka.
Well, I don't
probably stand
look
a little
scary.
Bit behind because I have enough. I'm not charismatic enough to ask, but if they want
Bryn,
money,
you're
I have
the
enough
neighboring
to throw
town.
A few coins.
You're from the neighboring town, Bryn. Why don't you ask?
And in normal circumstances, my background feature would actually be relevant here, but these aren't normal circumstances because the guy I supposedly killed came back and has been hanging around. Anyway, Bryn is going to go knock on the door.
Okay. You knock on the door, and you hear footsteps walking over, and the door opens, and there's a scarecrow holding a broom.
I wave.
It waves back.
Hello. Is it possible to speak to the owners of the house and the nearby barn?
It shakes its head now.
Is this not possible because they're asleep, or...
It tilts its head.
Are they dead?
It nods.
Did you kill them?
It shakes its head no.
Did your master kill them?
It shakes its head no.
I walk up.
Is the thing that killed them still around?
It tilts its head the other way.
Is the thing that killed them old age or natural causes?
It shakes its head no.
I'm walking up and I telepathically ask it, murder?
It's amazing how handy that word has become.
I'm headed to the house.
Yes.
I'm headed into the house, too.
I very much push the idea of how in a question.
Actually, how many stories is the house?
Two. Maybe okay. two
I
and a half is probably an attic.
All right. I go in the second story window.
The window is locked.
All right, I unlock it.
From the inside.
Oh.
There's a latch. You can see it through the glass.
I use Mage Hand to lift the latch.
Okay. That goes a lot easier than if you had to roll for something. Okay, so you go into the second story window.
Yes.
I'm trying to still figure out how it is that the people were murdered.
Okay, well...
I'm also figuring that out.
I will
I'm
say
just
that,
asking the source.
I will say that the scarecrow does not prevent anyone from going in once it realizes that you're going to go through the door no matter what. It steps aside.
Thank you.
And it, as soon as Bryn goes in, Bryn sees a lot of blood.
Oh, lovely.
Now,
murder.
It's possible that it's not really that much blood. It's just that the scarecrow was trying to sweep up. So it's been painting with a broad brush, shall we say.
Good. So, How were they murdered? In my head.
Yeah, this conversation is still going on while Bryn is going in and seeing, oh, wonderful. Oh. You're painting the town red. How lovely.
And she's sort of going sigh at this.
Jealous.
Dissertation, prestidigitation.
That's what I was laughing at.
Happened. Sorry, I didn't hear you, Crash.
Jealousy.
I, like, put my hands on my wings in that hole, like, ooh, tell me more. And I'm staring intently at the scarecrow.
I'm looking around to see if anybody is still alive, and if there are any valuables around.
Who murdered?
Does my passive investigation of 19 tell me anything?
Well, it tells you that the young man, who was probably a husband, appears to have died from multiple stab wounds to the chest, and the murder weapon is probably the knife that is in the person who was probably the wife's hand. Now, the wife was probably murdered by that broken bottle that was stabbed into her neck. The end of the bottle happens to be next to the husband's hand.
Rin looks back at the scarecrow and, right, so they didn't actually murder each other, did they?
It points at the murder weapons.
So
did you see what happened?
They both murdered each other in a fight.
It nods.
Okay, so they weren't murdered by a third party. This is a tragedy, but I say we still sleep in their place and kill the necromancer tomorrow.
I look at the scarecrow again,
and I also give it the image of destroying sandstone with the question if it'll join me, and also the image of the other scarecrow agreeing.
Hey!
And I think Bryn was saying we should give him a proper burial. To that, Fahim will say, okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it seems like a bad idea to just leave them here. Both because it would be, well, undignified, I guess. It disrespect for the dead Fahim? And all. And because there's zombies getting up and moving around, apparently, and we don't know if it's come this far or not.
Fahim does not take a lot of convincing. At the very suggestion that we should give him a burial, she's like, yeah, okay, that's a good idea.
Anka?
Yes?
Can you do that, thing where you magically, consecrate, I guess, a body? Keep them from rising? Actually,
sure.
Out of character, I have no idea if that's a cleric spell.
Anka's not sure either.
let me look it up. But
I'm going through what she's got to see if any of that fits.
It's a gentle repose.
It's a ritual.
And it's a ritual. Can clerics cast any ritual that's on the cleric spell list at any time? Is that how that works?
I don't think so. I think it does need to be prepared.
Yeah, I think it does. I don't have that one, but I have holy water. Maybe that'll work.
Well, it's worth a try.
Okay.
Fahim will at the very least help dig the graves.
Okay. Well, Anka's going to,
Wait, Fahim, wait a minute. You there, Scarecrow. Are there shovels that you can use? It nods. Is there a family graveyard on the property? It nods. Go to graves. It drops the broom and walks off.
Oh, they'll listen to you. They'll listen to anyone. Oh, no.
I suspected as much.
Oh, no. They might listen. Oh.
All right, I'm going to flick some holy water at the deceased and hope this is enough to help them not become zombies in some way. I have no idea what I'm doing. A religion check? Okay.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Anka has never done this before and has no idea what she's doing. And that just fell off the desk. Hold on. 19.
Oh, yep. You do pretty well.
Religion is at +4.
I'm certain
I have no idea what I'm doing.
So, as a half-orc cleric, you're not really keen on a lot of rituals.
Right.
There's some, but, like, you've never really cared how many candles there were on the altar. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, right. It's an approximation. Like, this is yes. close.
So you're fairly certain that while a stuffier person that hung out in a church the entire time might have a few words to say about how you went about it, you feel that you've mastered the spirit of the law.
Yes.
Maybe and there is a help. Pun intended there.
Yes.
So I'm going to order every scarecrow I see to destroy sandstone without being seen.
Well, there's currently two scarecrows out back that are digging holes in the ground.
Oh, they're a little busy.
You know, I'll wait for them to be done. I just want it to be known that that's just a thing I'm going to do. I'm going to mentally, telepathically show them just how to destroy sandstone and then be like, now.
Do you actually know how to do that yourself?
I am coming up with ways. I'm trying to come up with ways that don't get me murdered by you. So I'm trying to figure out other people to pin it on.
Meanwhile, Sanctimonious has found a freshly baked loaf of bread and Ooh. Some strawberry preserves, and he is making himself some supper.
Delicious.
I'm going to start casting prestidigitation to clean things up.
I'm going to suggest that Peter go ask for supper from Sanctimonious. To get him out of the
I don't see why we need to clean up all the blood. I think it's just a nice touch.
No, no, it is not hygienic. This is extremely unhygienic.
It doesn't look like any of it got on the table.
Yeah, we can keep this house.
See if you could find a clean plate or something, Sanctimonious. That would be better.
Oh, fine.
Oh, no, not eating when it... I mean, I'm getting rid of the blood because it's unhygienic to have blood all over. Paige looks disappointed in me.
A little. How rare it is that I look for blood of jealous lovers.
We don't know that's what killed him.
I do.
No one else knows that the word jealousy was used. This was a second transition.
That's true. I'm the only one who knows.
We don't know.
It was due to jealousy.
All the rest of the party knows is that the Scarecrow says that they did it to each other.
Which, with the information we have more than enough reason to believe that's accurate.
I wonder if the jilted, if the side chick is going to come back.
The Scarecrows come back into the farmhouse. They have apparently put the shovels away or left them out by the graves. You don't know because it's dark outside. They are slightly more dirty than they were before.
Well, I don't like hanging around inside a crime scene, but it's some place to stay for the night, hopefully. I should start casting alarm on things.
I order the scarecrows to see if... first thing I do is I ask the scarecrows if they can talk with other scarecrows.
They shake their heads now.
And then I think of, do you guys have any ways that you can attack humans, these forms?
We are bound. We cannot hurt the living.
Can you destroy buildings?
We cannot destroy the property of others.
Dang it. You came up with that line just now just to stilt me.
No, that was something that the city council required when they made the deal, but you don't know that.
I whisper something in Paige's ear. What happens if your body is destroyed?
I think that to them.
You have an image appear in your head of a charred, blackened landscape covered in blood.
I think.
Okay, so we're going to make that plan B.
You get a nod.
Oh, so they go home. I look at Mazir and I think the idea go home. They go home. You know that general idea.
They nod.
No. Towards Mazir as an answer to his question. Her question.
Her question.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Answer to her question.
I look at the scarecrow. Do you want to go home?
It shakes its head no.
Ooh.
Well, huh? Would you rather go home than working on the farm here?
It shakes its head no.
Would you rather go home than working on a different farm?
It shakes its head no.
Okay, we can work with this.
Well, I guess even infernal beings of some kind might like to settle down and run a farm, I guess.
It's been my experience that denizens of the lower planes, even denizens of the lower plains don't like it. Okay. Why do you think they call it hell, for crying out loud?
I turn to the scarecrows and I ask, what do you want to do?
Because heck was taken?
That's a slightly higher plane. Just a little bit.
But yeah, I asked the scarecrows, what do they want to do?
It's full of the darned.
So it's for...
Socks. Mostly socks.
Yeah, I was thinking socks, yeah.
It's where the socks go in the dryer.
I couldn't remember the word sock. I've had 4 hours of sleep.
Mostly socks. Mostly because Gox will not be going there.
Oh, no.
And I've totally forgotten the question that was being asked seriously.
What do they want to do?
Murder.
Murder!
Paige?
Murder.
We know there's been a murder.
I think back to... I turn back to the scarecrows and I think, how can we help you murder?
They stare at you for a moment. And the response you get back is just patient.
So the spell wears off?
No, what you get back is the word patience.
Oh, I have to have patience?
Apparently so.
No. But anyways, I turn back to Mazir and I tell her, you know, in my mind, I'm like, they want murder.
They want... Okay.
We can handle that too.
What are we handling?
That's the thing
Okay, so are we going to bury these two that I've tried to consecrate, or...?
They were buried.
They were?
No.
We just dug the hole.
They're still in the living room. Well, the kitchen, rather.
We just dug the hole. Oh,
the
gotcha.
Holes have been dug, and there's two very filthy scarecrows standing in the kitchen answering a murder bird's questions with patience.
That none of us can hear.
Prestidigitation on the scarecrows.
Will whoever knows prestidigitation clean up those scarecrows, please?
I would ask the scarecrows.
I like
bring
how
the
you asked that at the same time as I said. That was very good timing, Ellie.
Sorry, Cindy. What were you saying?
I would ask at least one of the scarecrows to bring the bodies to each grave.
Okay, it goes.
Are they strong enough?
One of the scarecrows goes over to the husband and grabs an ankle, and then starts walking towards the door.
Maybe they, this is not going to be very pretty.
The arm catches on a chair that does not currently have an occupant, and it starts pulling the chair along with it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Scarecrow, stop.
It stops.
Let me just take that. I'm going to pick up the body and start walking towards the graves, and Scarecrow, come with, so you can help me fill in the grave after the body's in it, I suppose. These are things I never thought I'd have to say. Off I go. Somebody else can pick up the other one.
That
or not.
I saw that earlier when I was looking for zombie gifs. I don't know why that's in zombies, but okay. Actually, no, I have a pretty good idea why it's in zombies. But moving on. Okay. So, congratulations. There's a guy in a grave.
All right.
It should be obvious at this point that while there is a consciousness inside the scarecrows, they don't do things unless you tell them to.
Yeah, so now that there's a body in a grave, I'm assuming this, since I told the scarecrow to... I'm echoing somewhere. Assuming I told the scarecrow to cover the body with, you know, dirt again, that it's done so? Is that right?
Well, if you do tell it to start covering the body, it will grab a shovel and start burying the body, yes.
Yeah, that's
but
okay,
does
so
not,
I tell it that.
It doesn't do anything until you tell it to.
Okay, so I tell it, okay, do that, and it can do
all right.
That.
It starts doing that.
Okay.
Paige.
That being a dance, but yes.
Do the scarecrows have any way to communicate between themselves?
I shake my head.
Okay.
All right, since no one else seems to be helping, I'm going to go back and pick up the other body. And
I've got a strength of 8.
Same thing. Oh, well, you're talking, so I thought, well, I'll just handle this. You know.
Fine, I'll just bury this entire family myself.
Yeah, I have a strength of 6. Good luck.
Oh my gosh.
I got worn out coming down the stairs.
Oh god!
I will say
because Eric isn't here to play Eric, and it's really weird to say that, but the player Eric is not here to play the character Eric. The character Eric helps.
Okay, that sounds good.
When he's done making googly eyes, as sanctimonious that is.
I do not endorse the shipping of a player's character without their consent.
I need to ask Eric first, but Paige thinks that. Also, Paige is a strength of 6, and why else do you think Paige rides a broomstick all the time? Besides the
because
fact that she
likes
can.
To fly.
Because she can, and also because her feet get tired.
This is
Onka has a strength of 16 plus 3, so
cool.
Half orc, yeah.
So, Eric and Sanctimonious, this is where we go back to the beginning of the Twitch chat today, and where Archbeth says, cues up the I Ship It song.
As DM, I do not endorse this without the player's consent, and he literally has right. not been here for 2 weeks.
He doesn't know. He does not know.
Sorry. As the DM, please charge device.
Oh, no.
All right, so we're burying bodies. We're burying bodies.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm burning.
Bury. I grew up in Maryland. Bury, not bury.
Yeah, the bodies already hit the floor. The scarecrow let it happen.
Is there anyone else living in the house?
Me.
You know everyone that's currently alive in the house.
I have not been able to find any hiding places or anything like that.
You found some accoutrements that made you... You found some accoutrements that led you to believe that they were newlyweds.
Okay.
Oh, such a young marriage. Ended so tragically.
I am 0% thrilled about this, but at the same time, at least we're not adding to our menagerie.
And also, Mazir has a large number of necklaces.
Yeah, I'm going to put him in Onka's bag of holding.
And a few rings.
Onka's going to give you an odd look and just not ask.
And a bracelet, too.
I didn't find anything. I just happened to have these on me.
Not asking. Don't want to know.
Also, this armoire that I've been carrying.
Now that's a little hard to believe.
That's a bridge too far.
We're not putting an armoire into a bag of holding.
You're only saying that because it doesn't fit.
Okay.
That's what you think. Bird tries to see if he can fit a scarecrow into the bag of holding.
The scarecrow does not want to go.
No.
It could be useful.
It's the David Tennant scarecrow.
Having a personal servant in a bag at all times.
Nope, not happening. Closing the bag of holding, hugging
it. If you want that, I can just cast Unseen Servant.
I mean, so can I, but that's not important. That's not what I'm trying to get at.
And we all go quiet.
Right.
I just wanted to try. It's cool.
You tried so hard and got so far.
To be the murder bird.
But in the end...
It didn't even murder?
That deserves inspiration, I think.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes,
I already
it does.
Had it.
Oh, you already had it. Okay.
That's a good quote right there.
But since my computer literally crashed, I need to know, can you all hear me?
Anyways, yes, I'm now sad. I can't.
And I have
Millie,
to say...
Millie, can you hear me? Jen, can you hear me?
Yes.
So it's just Millie that can't hear me. Okay, I can restart the Discord for that.
And Mazir, you also have inspiration because it took me a while to get it, but I appreciated the David Tennant scarecrow comment.
All right, I'm... Yeah,
Paige is just very sad.
Fall asleep.
Paige is now just very sad.
The master bedroom or the guest bedroom?
I'm a rogue. I take the master bedroom.
Okay. Of course.
Hello, Millie?
There a loft?
There's an attic.
I'll take the attic.
I don't think the issue is with you, Cindy.
I'm going to close and restart this. One sec, I'll be back.
I'm going to start casting alarm as a ritual in the door, any doorway areas, so that if anyone tries to come in or gets near the doors, I'll know and wake up.
Millie, now I can't hear you, even though you're...
I'm not talking yet.
Okay.
I'm going up
I
to...
I heard that.
I heard you, too. Perfect.
I hear all of you. You're all voices in my head. What's going on?
Oh, no.
Kevin. Okay, so I'm going to be going up to the attic and sleeping up there because I'm a burb.
Sorry, Kevin.
I hope I don't get attacked by another wandering forest octopus.
Right.
Fahim is not picky. She literally grew up in a monastery.
Oh, he okay. sleeps yeah. in the middle of the blood puddle.
No, no, that's the impression.
It's been cleaned up. It's been cleaned up, yeah. All right, I'm going to go look for extra blankets for Peter so he has something to sleep on, and I think I'm going to bring him into the room with Mazir and then crash on the floor with the blanket that I have that I've been carrying around and figured that's pretty good.
I was about to say, you're I'll share the master bed.
Crash, I'm likely to put the kid in there rather than me. I'm used to sleeping on the floor with orcs and such.
All right.
Yeah, if Peter wasn't there, I'd cuddle up next to you, Mazir.
So the alarm spell.
What were you asking me?
Yes. So there are certain beings that you can say, hey, don't trigger the alarm if it's one of these beings going through it, correct? Like you set the parameters for the alarm spell.
Right.
Okay.
I am none of the party members.
And the party except Mazir and Paige.
I was about to say almost that. The scarecrows don't trigger it, and none of the party triggers it except Paige.
So
I know that's possibly putting too much trust in Mazir, but
so the infernally powered murder bot scarecrows can go back and forth as much as they want, but the small bird is like, nope. I'm okay with this. I'm here for this content.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm pretty sure that the scarecrows that have to follow people's orders are most likely to get into trouble if Paige is with them.
I can also just make the scarecrows go back and forth over the alarm, get anything I want them to do.
That's true.
But as long as you don't feed
without
them after
any
midnight.
Murder.
Yeah, but I can collect supplies for murder.
Oh no.
What specifically does alarm affect?
A 30-foot area.
I turn to
A 20-foot cube. Sorry. Or a door or a window, but I'm
putting it up.
So I'm putting it on the door.
Okay. I turn to the scarecrows again, and I ask
and
them...
And it's going to be a mental alarm. And, Paige, I'm not telling you you're not on the list of people who are allowed.
Because I just sense it in my heart. but I turn to the scarecrows, and I ask them, so... I know that you cannot hurt anybody, but can you make things that could act that could be used to hurt anyone if you do not use them?
They stare at you, and simultaneously, it's like looking through a stereoscope. They both extend one finger up to where their lips would be if they had them. And then they resume their neutral position.
So I look at them, and I'm just like, did you get things set up so I could destroy the city in a single moment?
Again, there's a very long pause. Which is incredibly, insanely, infuriatingly long for Paige.
One I'm trying of them... to stay focused, though. I'm trying. This is important.
One of them shrugs at the same time the other one nods. And then they sort of just look at each other.
So I, once again, like, have that vision from Cthulhu, and I focus on the castle that, like, you know, that the palace thing that was focused on, and I think of how to get that ready to be blown up.
The one that nodded gives you a vision back.
Yeah.
And you see an aerial view of the tower that you'd previously seen in your vision. Floating above sandstone. And when you'd gotten this vision, you recognized that it was a town, you recognized details, you knew it was a real place, but it was a vision that was given to you by a being of insane power that also lives under the ocean, so it doesn't tend to get aerial shots very well. This vision...
Does he live in a pineapple?
He lives in a pineapple under the sea. Yes.
The vision zooms in to the flying tower, and on one of the floors, near the bottom, maybe in what it would be the basement if it was still on the ground, you see a variety of runes and occult paraphernalia.
Ooh. I can read these. What do they say?
They're specifically for a magic spell. It would require an arcana check.
But I can read them, okay. I'll do my Arcana check.
And people can read Shakespeare, but it doesn't mean they understand it without reading the translation on the other page.
Valid. You said Arcana? Okay. I got 25.
The runes are keeping the thing flying. Disrupt them.
Oh.
Big, heavy thing fall down, go boom.
I like that. Can you? I'm looking at the scarecrows again. Can you sweep up those runes?
They shake their heads now.
Too obvious. I thank them. Like, I give them both the obvious idea that I'm thanking them. And then I go back up to the attic to think. Now I know how I'm going to do it. Now I just got to figure out how.
Okay. And at this point, we've been playing for about 2 hours. I think as the cameras fade to black and everyone presses that glorious, delicious long rest button, I think this is a place to end it for tonight.
All right.
We level up.
All right.
So we do get to press long rest.
You definitely get to press long rest.
Okay. Do we get to level up?
Not yet.
Dang it.
You're going to need to do more than order some scarecrows to dig some graves for murders you didn't commit first.
I did a lot of talking, and that's very much outside of Paige's repertoire.
Technically, Paige didn't do any talking. You just conveyed emotions. But never mind about that. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tonight, we were joined by a bunch of fantastic people. Let's give some plugs. Ellie runs a social media network, elec.xyz. It runs on Mastodon, so anyone with a Mastodon account can follow us there. Most of us, not all of us, but a lot of us are there. Eric could not be here tonight, but he streams twitch.tv/untamedsin. That's S-Y-N for sin. He most recently was streaming The Outer Worlds. EO's mom writes books. You can get those at elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast at bookofjen.net. Millie has a lot of accounts that are the Magical Millie username. Twitch.tv/magicalmillie to hear fan fiction. Hers, which is good. Others people's, which your mileage may vary. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on. And until next time, this is Crash saying, ay!
Ay!
Bye!
Good night.
Oh.